Consequence Podcast Network. Bora hey, Iconic Army.
Bora hey.
Oh my God, we have to talk even more about J-Hope this week. Obviously, he's just all the news. He debuted the new song Mona Lisa at his New York show this past week. And it comes out on March 21st.
Yeah.
We're living for it.
We are living for it. We've been trying not to be spoiled by any of the performances from the upcoming concert because we like to be surprised when we go in person for the concert.
Right.
But this was everywhere. Like, you couldn't avoid it. It was on TikTok, Twitter.
We didn't want to, honestly.
No.
Yeah.
No, I got on TikTok and I saw just like this slight little bit of like hip thrusting, and like hip, not even thrusting, but like swaying that I was like, oh, I swiped away as fast as I could. And then Kayla, we went for a hike. And
I had to confess, I saw like BTS, like the official TikTok of BTS posted like a full minute long like clip of his performance. And I mean, it came on my For You page and I stayed and watched the whole thing. It was just enthralling. I couldn't scroll, you know, I had to like and save and, you know, everything immediately. So, we totally spoiled that for ourselves, but we had to. I mean, how could we not?
Wasn't expecting that to have a tease for a second song.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he initially hinted at Sweet Dreams, or he didn't hint, but he like performed Sweet Dreams when he performed in Seoul.
Right. And then he hinted at, well, now in hindsight, we know he was hinting at Mona Lisa with the Sweet Dreams music video where he had the Mona Lisa painting like heavily featured in it.
Yeah.
And so then when he announced Mona Lisa, it was like, oh, it makes so much sense why he had her in the music video.
Yeah. It all adds up now. Right. I love those little subliminal messages in between that we can just like get, you know, latch onto and run with.
I just love the planning. It's like, if we're not getting a full album, at least there is a concept here between these singles of how he's like connecting them. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah. I think a lot of armies do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got some reveal, obviously, for the choreo for Mona Lisa and all of that. There's also theories that J-Hope is going to release a new single at each leg of his tour. So we ended up obviously getting Sweet Dreams in Seoul. Then we got Mona Lisa in his New York show for his American leg of the tour. So a lot of armies are speculating that there's going to be a third single that releases when he does his Asian leg of his tour.
Right.
Yeah.
What are the two song titles that we've talked about that they might be?
So there's theories around either Dream Boy or Polaroid, because in Sweet Dreams, the music video, there's a lot of hinting with that Polaroid photo that he has. He has one that's what's kind of like a face card that's on his
like keychain,
his keychain on his on his outfit.
Yeah.
And then there's that really extended time at the end of the music video where there's the construction worker who looks at the Polaroid film.
Right.
So who knows?
I like
think Polaroid
theory.
Would be cute.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, but again, just a theory.
We'll see.
We'll see. But with all of this talk about J-Hope, it's finally hitting us that next week we're going to be in San Antonio and we're going to be seeing J-Hope in concert.
it almost still feels unreal because for us, like, take us back to Hobie Palooza in 2022.
I mean,
it's a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was so incredible. So I just can't fucking wait for a full concert from him. Like, it's like, I mean, it's going to be incredible. Everything else we have not spoiled. Like, we don't know the full set list. We don't know, you know, anything else that he is doing. We've seen a couple outfits. How could you not? But, you know, beyond that, like,
we don't know the set list.
No.
That's the main thing.
Yeah. We know we're
We've speculated, but we don't know.
Right. On our flight down, we should write what we think like the set list is going to be.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah. We're flying Southwest, so I wonder if we can pick our seats.
Right. Well, we'll have to set that timer to check in.
Yeah.
You know?
We're on the same flight.
Yeah. Well, if we get like the same boarding, then, you know, whoever gets in first,
we should be able to
save for the other person.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right.
Okay. Planning our travel plans like live on the podcast. Anyways, we're so jazzed up about everything going on with J-Hope, and we're super excited to dive into it all with y'all today.
Yeah.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and we are going to be talking a little bit about LV Bag. But the main part of this episode is going to be talking about all about Sweet Dreams. We're going to talk about the lyrics production, the music video. And then we also are going to talk about the lyrics for Mona Lisa. We know that the song hasn't actually been released yet. It'll be released on Friday of this week. So when we're recording, there are armies who have pieced together the lyrics through just like the spoiler that we got at the concert. So we're going to go ahead and talk about Mona Lisa because why not? We love it. Everyone's obsessed with it. Yeah. So we have to talk. Yeah.
100%. Before we get too far into today's episode, we just want to say thanks so much, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us and have access to our episode documents, monthly Iconic hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thank you for being here, for all of your support, and of course for listening. So let's first talk about LV Bag just a little bit. We talked some about it previously because it was released quite a few weeks ago, but it is a Don Toliver song that features J-Hope and Pharrell. Mm-hmm. So overall thoughts of this song, the vibe, it's a really, really great going out song. Like if you are getting ready to go out on the town, this is the perfect like kind of like pre-game, getting ready song.
Putting on your makeup, curling your hair in the bathroom.
Yes, it makes me feel hot. It makes me feel expensive. Mm. My favorite line from J-Hope's verse is when he sings, "She's a friend," or "She's a single friend of mine." Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about that line. His delivery, it just makes me feel like, ooh, dang, okay, right. J-Hope.
He's talking about you.
Yeah, like, that's me. Right. I love that line from him. And honestly, I wish he was in the song just a little bit more, but
that's really the only critique, but it's like he's a feature on it, but it's like we just always want more J-Hope. Mm-hmm. Like his verse comes and goes so quickly, but it's so good.
Yeah,
this definitely to me is a song that like I want to crank loud in my car, you know, like I really, really love the beat of it. I love like the production of it so much. I think that it's really unique and like a great, you know, sound to it overall.
You were talking about the bass, like the bass
is so good. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. So that's what I really, really enjoy about the song besides J-Hope's verse there. Mm-hmm. Love it so much. Also, I think that this is a really cool collab with Don Toliver. I got over on like Don Toliver's side of TikTok and I saw that his fans were loving the song. One of his like TikToks came up and like all of his fans were like, "Don Toliver never misses, you know," like another banger, da 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 da, you know, like, so everybody like really loves this song no matter like which fandom you're a part of, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that means a lot just knowing that J-Hope is featured on it and the fans like it because it's so easy for like, especially like from the perspective of ARMY, we're pretty critical about who collaborates with BTS. So it's nice to know that they enjoy the song.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like when BTS is going to feature on someone else's song, that fans of that artist may not be as inclined to listen to it or support it because they're like, oh, that's BTS or something. Right. And maybe like he's not on there as like J-Hope of BTS. So maybe like that made it a little more palatable. He's just on there as J-Hope. So they could just not know who that's he is true. Or not relate it to BTS. But I loved like the warm welcoming and the well reception of the song.
Yeah.
I also think that they dropped the song at the perfect time of year. There's this lyric that says, "Spring in the wintertime," and I just feel like that is where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Like, and it also brings forward like such good vibes, like not literally thinking about the weather obviously, but thinking about like, you know, just like bright, fun, like going out,
right.
You know, iced out with your jewelry on too is like that wintertime kind of vibe. So I love it. I think that it's so good.
I do too. Yeah. I love that line. Yeah. just especially since I've got some trips coming up. Obviously, Kayla, we're going to go to San Antonio, but with it being March, you're on that cusp of spring. It's right. still winter. So like we had snow yesterday morning, like days ago. Yeah. Like where, why?
And 70 degrees last week, by the way, like
I know
Missouri is crazy in the springtime.
So I just feel like I have a trip coming up this weekend and I'm going to Las Vegas. And I can't help but to just cling on to this song because LV, in my mind, I've changed, like, it's not Louis Vuitton, it's Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all about, like, partying, have a good time, feeling like it's spring even though it's still wintertime. Right. Like, that is very much where I'm at right now mentally. So as I've been, like, buying clothes, like, new clothes for my trip and getting ready and doing all the agenda planning for everything going on, I've been listening to this song, just vibing out, getting excited and pumped up for everything ahead. So I feel like maybe particularly this song, like, at first I was kind of like, okay, yeah, like, I like it.
Right.
But I've really latched on because I'm like, oh yeah, Las Vegas, LV. Right. You know, I'm for sure going to listen to this on the airplane.
Right.
Yeah.
All you girls getting ready to like go out, you know, mm-hmm. are going to be listening to it. And kinda, yeah.
It's been an anthem for Hell my upcoming yeah. trips. Yeah. Yeah.
So good. I think that it's such a good song for like it this is. Time of year and also for those trips. Like yeah. super hype. Super
it's just fun. A hype song. If you got anything that you're excited for in the future, this is a great song to kind of get you hyped for.
Yeah, definitely one to add to the playlist rotation. Mm-hmm. So let's get into Sweet Dreams featuring Miguel. So this is the song that came out on March 7th. And this song was written and produced by Johnny Goldstein, Sean Douglas, Sam Martin, Theron Michael Thomas, and J-Hope. And as far as the vibe of this song, this is like a pop R&B. Like it's not super, super upbeat like a pop song would be, but it doesn't go that full R&B. But it does have kind of those smoother vocals, that kind of slower tempo that R&B contributes. And I think the feature of Miguel really contributes a lot of that to it. Mm-hmm. It's a little brighter than some R&B can be, but it still has like a lot of that groove and smoothness that R&B has and really has a great beat and rhythm. There's like that nice bass guitar in there, really long slow piano, almost organ like chords, but not quite as like cathedral style, you mm-hmm. know, but super long piano chords and just gorgeous vocals, of course. Mm-hmm. So we love that sound of it. The song to me, like when I first listened to it, and like mind you, I'm super in love right now, you know, like
right?
new relationship, blah blah blah, you know, yada yada yada, all you know.
Yada yada yada.
I'm just like blushing over here. But the song gives like such lovey-dovey sweet feelings. But the lyrics also can like lean a little sexual. And so for me, I think
not a little, a lot.
A lot sexual.
It's a lot sexual.
But if
sure.
you're just listening to it and not really thinking too much about the lyrics, you know, I think that it sounds like so sweet and cute and mm-hmm. you know, like what a great like love song. And then like when you look into the lyrics, you're like, whoa, like these are sexual. Mm-hmm. And so I think it does a great job of kind of towing that line. And so like being in love for me so much right now, it definitely like hits the spot of uh-huh. like you can go either way with it, you know.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate it for that, and I really loved it like the first time I listened to it because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you really hit the nail on the head when you said that, like, yes, it's definitely R&B, and for sure Miguel brings all of that to the song, but it does have like the sweetness, the sweet tone, and like a little poppy and brighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I find the lyrics to just be crazy for how the song sounds. Cause to me, it's like, it sounds like a fluffy song, you know, I love it. It's poppy, it's sweet, it's great. But those sexual innuendos and the lyrics are like, wait, hold up, hold on. I was not expecting this is what they're singing about.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, obscene, J-Hope.
Obscene.
Like, because this is like, think about how this is really like the first J-Hope song that we're getting like post-military, you know? Mm-hmm. This is like when they come out of service and they're able to like be like full men, like sexual beings and not like, you know, kind of held to the standard of being, I don't know.
Single forever available.
Yeah. And, you know, getting these lyrics from him, it's just like, huh, like I'm fanning myself. Mm-hmm. Like the first time I watched the music video and I turned the lyrics on, I was like jaw on the floor. Like, mm-hmm. did he just say that? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with you.
Well, let's talk about these lyrics.
Let's do it.
So right at the beginning in the pre-chorus, they say, yeah, sweet dreams come after hours. Nothing that's not allowed. And this mention of after hours makes me think of just like any board game that has gone dirty, you know, like I think of Taboo Midnight right. or something like that. Like after hours means anything is possible and a lot of it is more sexual.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. Like anything is possible at this time of night. Totally. Especially the nothing that's not allowed, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Going into the chorus, one of the lines that really stood out to me was, you should never sleep alone because I'll always take you home. And that to me was like, oh, sweet, lovey-dovey. And then the next line is, when there's nothing left but a diamond necklace on you, girl. And I was like, oh, she's stripped down naked. He has her iced out. You know, I was like, "Ooh, okay. Okay, J-Hope. I see you.
Yeah. One of the lyrics in the first verse with J-Hope that stuck out to both of us because of a line that's mentioned in LV Bag is he says, double vision, Gemini. And it goes like this. And so in LV Bag, J-Hope also says, she keeps singing in the night as if we Gemini. I think that's so interesting. Yeah. Like, of course, I go to, oh, he's an Aquarius. You know, maybe he's with a Gemini.
Who's he dating?
Like, why is Gemini on his mind right now? Right. Yeah. But I'm sure it's just because Gemini has kind of a cool, like, dual meaning, obviously. Because
yeah.
of the two, the split personality. But
easy for him to use, like, that play on words. But yeah. I love that, like, you know, it maybe was used as a potential, like, connection between the two songs. Mm-hmm. But also, yeah, who's he dating? You
right.
know? Yeah.
But we love it. We
do love
seeing
it.
The connection between all these new releases from him.
I think it's well thought out. Mm-hmm. Later on in that verse, this is the part that when I was watching with the lyrics for the first time, my jaw was on the floor, where he said, got a movie in my mind. And it goes like this, closed curtains, opened eyes, lay down your skin on mine, leave all the rest to me. If that's not just like describing taking you to bed, you know,
I mean, it is.
And also just really wanting that super intimate connection, like the pointing out of like open eyes, you know, I think that it makes it so intimate. Your eyes are open, you're looking at each other, mm-hmm. you know, like, and I like, he wants to connect with this girl on this very sexual, intimate level.
Yeah.
You know,
the mention of got a movie in my mind, like this person, he's already visualized
he's
he knows
all
exactly
about it.
What he's gonna do.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why he can get to leave all the rest to me. He's like, you just lay down, you know.
That's a girl's dream.
I got you. Pillow
there.
Princess.
You're like, just gonna take care of you.
Totally. 100%. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Was not expecting the lyrics to be so, I mean,
no,
pretty
not
much
with
straightforward.
The title Sweet Dreams. Yeah. I mean, we thought, okay, hours. Bedtime something, but yeah.
It's cutesy.
It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, he has like chorus, pre-chorus again. We do love the main chunk of the chorus. Like, I just want to love you like, love you like, love you like that. You know, like it's very catchy. That's the part that when I'm done listening to the song, I have to like go back and replay it because it's stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. But going on to the second verse, I feel like the second verse for him is where it gets a little bit sweeter and a little less like sexual. Mm-hmm. He says, you can have my body with my heart and my soul. You light up my life. You're like a diamond shining. Mm. So sweet.
That is
like
sweet. Yeah.
Very, very just like he's giving his whole self to her. And she understands him completely type of thing. And he goes on to say later on, this kind of love I guarantee for life, which is mm-hmm. just super cute, you know, like very, I'm all into you type of thing.
Yeah.
So I love those lyrics. I feel like they're very sweet and lovey dovey as opposed to like the sexual ones in verse one.
Right.
Yeah.
Also the mention of diamond in two different ways here. Like you're only wearing a diamond, but also you are a diamond.
You are a diamond yourself. You're precious to me. You're like the rarest gem. You are so beautiful mm-hmm. and shiny and sparkly. Yeah. Like the way that he is describing her as like how every woman wants to be described, mm-hmm. you know? Oh, I love this song so much.
I
think
do
that
too.
It's so sweet.
It's one of those songs that after you listen to it, you're already singing it. Like mm-hmm. it just gets, it's so catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about this music video.
Let's do it.
So the setting of this music video, it starts off with J-Hope in this bedroom, but you see that the house that he's in, the bedroom within this house that he's in, is floating up in the air. Immediately, I thought of Up. I feel like a lot of people think of Up just because mm-hmm. it's a house that's like just drifting off into the sky. The bedroom that he's in is giving major Daydream.
Immediately.
Yeah. Which I feel like there had to be some kind of homage, right, to Daydream, because this is Sweet Dreams. You can't help but to make the connection with the two dreams in the titles.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I feel so silly, but I was not thinking about the connection between the titles so much. No.
Yeah.
I'm dumb, but no, I did not think about it.
Yeah, so it's not the same bedroom, but it looks very similar. Like, it's the very setup. Narrow. Yeah. There's the window off to the left side. Yeah, the setup. And they both start off in that bedroom. So I couldn't help but to make the connection. I think a lot of armies made that connection.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But then you see him dancing in his bedroom with his Louis Vuitton slippers on, which, again, a nod to the Louis LV bag. Mm-hmm. That song is, you know, also being referenced here, which is super, super cool. Mm-hmm. And you see the Mona Lisa painting in the corner of the room.
Right.
Yeah. And Mona Lisa is singing and vibing along with the song, which is cool to see. But this, of course, is a nod to the song Mona Lisa, which is why a lot of people are theorizing that, oh, he's going to release a third single, and maybe there's a nod being made somewhere already, and we just don't know what it is.
Right.
Yeah. Very, very cool. So a lot of the music video takes place in this house, but you also see J-Hope out in the street in the neighborhood where all of the other houses are that the house took away from. And then there's another scene with a flying car in the clouds, which is giving major Airplane, like the car itself reminds me of the car in Airplane mm-hmm. from Hope World. And then also there's a shot in Daydream where he is not in a car, but on the bed in like outer space floating.
Right.
So I just see those parallels between the two.
Totally. I also wonder with the Mona Lisa painting being so prevalent and how people are maybe theorizing like maybe Polaroid, because the Polaroid is in that music video also, but just not as much. I wonder if like this weekend when he drops Mona Lisa, we feel like he's going to come out with a music video for it also. I wonder if that would even hint even more to like the next song, if there is another one.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. If there is a music video for Mona Lisa, fingers crossed there is, because there's choreo. Like, we need it.
Oh my God, there's gotta be. I didn't even like consider that there might not be one. I just was like, there's one for Sweet Dreams, there's gonna be one for Mona Lisa.
Right.
He's got to. Please, J-Hope.
He's got to.
Come on.
It's already been done
for months now at this point, if he has, but you know.
Right.
He has to have. Like,
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah,
and yeah, I would suspect that if there is a third single, that we would have to really look at all of the little tiny pieces
and bits
of Mona Lisa music video, if it's a thing.
I think so too. So we have, Bethany did a great job of describing kind of all the different settings that we see in this music video. So just from watching it, we have a general storyline, where we, at the beginning, we see that he wakes up in his house as the house is floating and also like falling apart seemingly at the same time. But J-Hope himself is totally unbothered. Like, there's cracks in the walls. He's, you know, 100 feet in the air, but he does not care. He is, you know, singing and dancing his life away.
Yeah,
in the bedroom, into the bathroom, in the living room. Like, we see his closet. We see like this huge yellow bathroom, which that stood out to me too, because I was like, this is a very like J-Hope bright, sunshiny color of a bathroom. We also see Miguel on the TV in his house singing his part. And the Miguel part is very interesting because it looks like he's like on a talk show, like a Jimmy Fallon style talk show or something. And he's playing both the host and the guest. And then in the second verse, J-Hope is like transported to the street, walking down it, as we see like his house floating above him in the background. And we also see like all of his neighbors on the street, like out in their yards doing random things, like maybe having a little picnic or like sunbathing, or like going and getting like balloon animals.
Yeah.
But like at one point, like they all change, mm-hmm. like in an instant they all like change to like something more absurd, like the people sunbathing suddenly have on these like huge puffy pajamas, you know, where they mm-hmm. just look like they turned into like Violet from like Willy Wonka, you know, when yeah, she like expands, I know, yeah. except for like in pajamas, mm-hmm. Or like the kids totally change and like a guy's like naked then or
partially
something.
Partially naked. Yeah. I think there's like an older couple that all of a sudden has these massive bulky scarves on. Right. It's like consuming their bodies. Yeah. Like, or a dog that's talking to you, like waving right. to you. Like,
yeah. And one
strange.
Of the kids at like the balloon animal station, like suddenly has like a mask on. Mm-hmm. And so it's very strange. And also at this time too, just a side note from mm-hmm. this, both like the street that he's walking on and seeing Miguel on the TV made us think about The Astronaut and how that music video is filmed, because in that music video you see Coldplay on the TV as the feature yeah. and then like Jin spends a lot of time walking down that street, and just so many shots really reminded us of the yeah. same thing.
Yeah. And honestly, just making that connection to The Astronaut, it makes me think of Jen's single was The Astronaut. Mm-hmm. And then now we have J-Hope's main single, right. Which is Sweet Dreams. Right. So maybe there's that little like yeah. connection as
love
well.
That.
Yeah, I definitely get that with the street and the neighborhood and kind of like what happens in The Astronaut too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all of these absurd things happening, like you were saying, to all of his neighbors on the street, just makes me think of like all the absurd things that would happen to you in a dream,
right.
you know, where all of a sudden you're getting on a bus but you don't have pants on, like
right.
what is that about, you know? But it makes you feel some type of way when you wake up in the morning, you're like shit. So yeah, like I think it's just reminiscent of like we are maybe not reminiscent but showing that we are in a dream,
right?
Potentially, here.
Right. When we're yeah. watching the music video together, at this point, we're like, "Oh, this is a dream. This is because mm-hmm. everything's so absurd." It's like one of those things that, like, when you're dreaming, if your house is floating in the sky and like falling apart, but like you're just not worried about it. That's
yeah.
such a dream thing,
yeah.
you know, to just be like completely unfazed yeah. and just, you know, singing and dancing.
It's not until you wake up and you're telling like, your friend about your dream and you're like, that was really weird. That was
right,
super weird. Why
right.
was that? It made sense at the time, you know?
Didn't
like,
question
that's,
it.
Don't, yeah, you're like, that's insignificant. That's insignificant to
yeah.
my dream. Anyways, at the end of the song, we see him tucked back into bed, cozily snoozing as the hours pass. And then you see Mona Lisa off to the side above him, looking kind of like surprised and smirking as J-Hope dreams on.
Mm-hmm.
So Mona Lisa is acting a little suspicious here, a little
she's
sus.
Like, oh,
you know?
You don't know what's coming.
And yeah, she just went off to go hip thrust with J-Hope. You
right.
know, like she's back. Like I think, I don't know. But some people think that like maybe she went off and drank from the soda cup, because some people think that she's like burping.
Oh.
But to me, it looks like she's surprised
yeah.
and acting a little coy.
I'm on board with you. I feel
yeah.
like it's the surprising coy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that expression from her at the end is the biggest hint to like the Mona Lisa single.
Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Like looking back, you're like, oh wow, how could we not make
right.
anything of that?
We didn't think anything of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just thought like, oh, he's like sweet dreaming about like a beautiful lady. Mona Lisa is like one of the most iconic photos,
right.
you know. But
instead,
mm-hmm.
I latched on to the fact that I've said that like 20 times, latched on. But what I really noticed or like was thinking about, oh, this must mean something, is really at the very, very end, like you see all the construction workers repairing the house as it's floating away, and you see that they have like little wings on them.
That is what's so interesting to me, is they have little tiny angel wings. Like they barely
uh-huh.
go over their shoulder blades. Tiny little angel wings. That's how they get up to the house.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it looks like they're trying to repair the house, but they're doing a shit job of it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
their hammer is missing the nails. They're throwing the clothes out, which you think, like, are they trying to get the house on the ground? It would make more sense to have more things in the house.
Right.
I don't know.
They're just like letting it float up even higher
yeah,
by
like what's their purpose?
Right.
Like, because they have such a prominent role in it. Like, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they repairing it? Are they trying to get it back down? I don't understand.
Right.
If anyone has any ideas on what the construction workers are doing, what's their motive? You let me know.
Right.
But at the very, very end, you see one of the construction workers that has this Polaroid photo that we were talking about earlier, and J-Hope meets a girl in the street that's wearing a blonde wig. People were joking that it's Namjoon. It's not Namjoon.
Come on.
You know Namjoon's nose. That's not his nose unless they put like an implant or like a fake nose on him. It's like
very clearly not, you know? Yeah. Just because he wore like a blonde wig in a skit like 7 years ago.
Yeah. 7 years ago. That's
probably
a bit dramatic.
Well, probably though. It's probably like 2018 at this point. That feels like 10 years ago. Forever.
Yeah. Well, no, he wore a blonde wig in for when he released Right...
He did. Okay, like 2 years
I think
ago.
That's what people are thinking about.
Okay.
Anyways, sidebar. But I just really kind of latched onto the fact that they had that Polaroid photo. He looks at it, the construction worker, and he like flips it over. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, what's the Polaroid? Like I paused on that part of the video to see like what it said on the backside and all of that. But I can't really make any kind of connection. But that's what I was looking at more so than the Mona Lisa painting.
Yeah, I know. They drew so much attention to it at the end. And like the way he looked at the photo and then looked down at like the two glasses of soda with like the straw in each one, looked like he was like, oh, I wish I had that, you know, like longing, wanting. And so that was really interesting to me too. The construction workers like kind of repairing the house, but not really. And like throwing the clothes out, you know, mm-hmm. I felt like this felt like a very like unburdening kind of feeling of letting stuff go or you know, just like being weightless from it. And I think this is a dream, like you could have a dream of your house like floating in the air and getting destroyed and it could be very like catastrophic, or like you could have this other one that is showing in the music video, like very absurd, very lighthearted, like very unconcerned, you know. And so I felt like maybe they just provided a bit of like comic relief even to the viewer that too, of like they're holding the house together with like strings that they nailed like between the cracks of the wall and stuff, and like just I mean it really is showing like a sweet dream, like everything could be going wrong, but like in this dream, like it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because
he's in love.
Because he's in love. Right. Yeah, and having good sex, I guess.
Yeah,
from the lyrics.
Lyrically, yes.
I love it. I think that the music video is, I mean, it took us a while to like try to pick apart and figure out like what's the purpose of how this music video is put together.
I think it's up for interpretation.
I think so too.
I don't know if there's really concrete storyline that goes on with it.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I do like I think my favorite thing about the music video is seeing all of the absurd stuff that happens to all of the neighbors, because it is very much like just dreams being crazy and ridiculous.
Right.
I have very vivid dreams, so it's just great to see kind of like just like how bizarre it can be.
Right.
But you see J-Hope, who is so locked in his own storyline of what's going on, that he doesn't notice all the weirdness around him.
He really doesn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it could be a super crazy dream, but he's just like having a sweet dream instead.
Yeah.
I already mentioned it, but the main thing that stood out to me is like those tiny little wings on the construction workers.
Yeah.
That's like the most absurd and funny thing to me. Like when he's like walking down the street and you see them walking the other way, like I'm like, it just like cracks me up. Like imagine if they showed them like floating up to the house and like they CGI little wings fluttering all the way up.
They're so tiny.
These construction workers are like 6'3", like 275, you know, like
imagine being that paid actor on the set. Like you're like, in a construction outfit, but here's these little tiny wings.
They're like construction worker number one, and he holds up the vest and he's like, what the fuck? And there's like wings on the back. Yeah.
Absolutely. I was also just thinking with the soda. I was just thinking about like soda on the side.
Oh, yeah, cute. Chicken noodle soup.
I don't know if chicken noodle soup is being referenced, but.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah.
Let's say yes.
Yeah.
Also, we just have to mention that he did perform this song with Miguel on Jimmy Fallon. How cool. And we did watch the performance, and it was a really great performance. Like, I loved the live vocals. Mm-hmm. And I mean, J-Hope was just incredible.
The bunny slippers.
And he was wearing a grill. That was so unexpected to me, but he was rocking it. He looked so good.
Yeah, he looked great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw ARMY's talking about every BTS member except for V and RM have been on Jimmy Fallon. Solo.
Right.
I should say solo.
Right. Because they've all been on as a group, but solo.
Yeah.
Come on, Taeyang. Come on, RM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post-military. I don't know if Namjoon will.
I feel like it's not his vibe.
No.
Yeah. Taeyang would.
I'm surprised Taeyang hasn't.
Me too. With like, with, oh shoot, with what's his album called? Layover. With Layover,
yeah.
I can't believe he's in it.
Yeah, I feel like Layover was one of those purely artistic albums that he's like, I don't care about any type of publicity around it, just like RM had. Right. So I could see him just not going on it just because he didn't have songs that were like super poppy, like radio play.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I see that. I see that for sure. And I think the same thing with like both Indigo and Right Person Wrong, or Right Place Wrong Person, you know, because it just was not that vibe. Mm-mm. And again, I don't think RM is interested in doing that solo, you know, but as a group, they would for sure do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, should we talk about Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
We already talked about it a little bit with the walk-in, but we just want to go a bit more in depth, talk about the lyrics that we have for it too. And hopefully, you know, by the time you're listening to this song, like this song comes out on streaming platforms on March 21st. We've been getting back-to-back-to-back promo photos where he looks fine as hell.
Oh my God.
And hopefully by the time you listen to this episode, Mona Lisa is already out. Mm-hmm. And hopefully there's a music video for it because, like, fingers crossed, we need that. Mm-hmm. Like we said in the walk-in, we already watched the performance of it from New York. There's like incredible like 4K fan cams out there. Thank God.
Thank you.
So good.
Honestly.
Honestly, had to spoil it for ourselves because we knew we had to talk about it. Like if we're talking about LV Bag and Sweet Dreams, like we have to talk about Mona Lisa. Mm-hmm. The reason why we're both like, please, music video, please, is because he has choreo.
It's the choreo.
The choreo's so good. Yeah. And maybe in the music video.
Honestly, if he doesn't do a music video, at least do like a dance performance video.
Can we get a dance practice?
Mm, yeah.
Oh. That'll be, if there's not a music
I'll
video,
be happy.
They'll release a dance practice. I would be satisfied. J-Hope in the Hype studio dance. Yeah.
Right.
Incredible. That would be everything. Because honestly, in the music video, it probably wouldn't be like a full choreo video. You know, it would probably be a storyline, you know, some other things, just like Sweet Dreams was like that didn't have any choreo.
Yeah.
But we just
need a real crisp visual of the choreo. That's right. It's like, how are you going to have a choreo? And only people who have been to a concert get to see it.
Right.
Like, you know, you got to put it out
there. No, he's going to put it out there. I think for sure he will at the very least release a dance practice.
Yeah.
I mean, all that prep went in to tour with it. He has to have a recording somewhere.
Yeah.
But we're living for the choreo. Like it is super hot. It's great along with the lyrics. Like I think it suits the lyrics super well. Like
it does.
Movements that match the lyrics he's talking about.
Yeah.
And really like no one can move like him. When we were watching the performance earlier, I didn't say this, but I meant to. It was one of those moments where I'm like, thank God we stand BTS. Like, thank God we stand J-Hope and we get to like live on
this
earth at the same time and enjoy it because how many people are missing out, you know?
I know.
Like, seriously, I feel bad for them.
I do too. I, watching all of these videos, honestly, I was like, okay, the hip thrusting, it's not even thrusting. It's like hip movement, just hip.
Right.
Choreo,
a lot
in
of
general.
Hip choreo,
a lot of
and
hip
body rolls,
and body rolls. Mm-hmm. His t-shirt, you can like see his nipples, like
yeah,
because
it's like a thin ass like white tank top.
I know, and the belt is flashy, and Corey came out here with Millie, and she was like vibing while we were watching it. I was like, don't look, like look away.
Take
like
her away.
I'm like, this is inappropriate. She cannot see this at
not
8 months
okay
old.
For baby eyes. Yeah. she was locked into the screen.
She
though.
Was locked in and her legs were kicking. She was jumping around.
Millie's gonna be J-Hope bias.
Yeah, I can see it. I
she's gotta
it.
Be
she's
your daughter it. So
yeah, I'll be curious as she gets older who she picks.
Right.
But anyways, Mona Lisa, it's a playful R&B hip hop song that playfully compares a woman to a masterpiece work of art such as Mona Lisa.
Right.
It is really, I love just how this comparison takes place. Kayla, I was telling you that I really love All American Rejects. That's like one of my favorite when I was in high school, one of those like alternative rock, you know, punk almost bands that I really enjoyed. And they had a song called Mona Lisa that was like one of my all time favorites. That song is more sweet and cute.
Than this but one. Full circle moment for you though.
Yeah, this one is like full on sexy. Yeah. But I feel like the comparison to Mona Lisa or mentioning of Mona Lisa, I just love that.
Right.
J-Hope was more involved in the writing on this song than Sweet Dreams. We can't really confirm this, but according to some articles that we've seen, that J-Hope seemed to be more heavily handed in the songwriting of Mona Lisa than he was Sweet Dreams, although mm-hmm. He wrote on Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, he was credited.
Too,
yeah.
But he was like one of the last credited mm-hmm. on that song. And to me, that kind of adds up. I feel like Mona Lisa is a little bit more his style yeah. and like the BTS realm than maybe Sweet Dreams. Sweet Dreams seems like a really great like radio play. Just kind of everyone can really vibe.
Totally.
And get
the one that he goes
it.
On Jimmy Fallon for type
exactly.
of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's not going to go on a talk show with Mona Lisa, but this is like the one that's more him, you know, more core him.
He should. I'm just shaking my head like he should take this on Jimmy
Go
Fallon.
On Colbert. Do another Barefoot performance, yeah. you know, do something. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the Mona Lisa lyrics. We really like these. I think I might like these Mona Lisa lyrics more than the Sweet Dreams lyrics.
I think I do too.
They're so good. So he starts off and he says, I like my girls pretty, so fine. 1 + 9. How you get me going might just blow it. Oh my fucking God.
So much to unpack in like 6 lines.
I mean, oh, so I love
5 lines.
He's like 1 + 9. He's calling us a 10, you know, tens on tens on tens. The line that is like insane to me that I would never think that we'd get something so obscene from a BTS member is how you got me going might just blow it. Like blow your load. Like, oh my God. I was like, J-Hope, did you really just say that?
He really just said that.
And he's performed it already. And yeah. everybody's been screaming over it.
It's the preface of how you get me going.
Right. It's like, oh, you're really like building him up, you know, like
no.
driving him crazy.
No. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So in the next part, he says, I like my girls pretty in the face. Art piece to frame. Mona, Mona Lisa. Yeah, I need ya. I like my girls. And I love the repetition of I like my girls. Like he right. says it over and over. I, for some reason, the pretty in the face is so standout to me. Mm-hmm. That lyric, like the first time watching this, like on a TikTok video of someone's phone at the concert, I just like pretty in the face. That line just really stood out to
yeah.
me. The delivery of it. And then art piece to frame. Like, I just think it's perfect.
Yeah. And I love that he's not like talking about a specific body type. He's not like overly sexualizing mm-hmm. like her body. It's all about like her face and her beauty. And
yeah.
that's what's like the big siren call to him.
Yeah.
And I feel like anybody listening to this could be like, I'm beautiful. I'm pretty in the face. J-Hope likes me, you know?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. I think it's so good. I think it's tasteful, mm-hmm. but it's also like sexy. You know?
I get it.
Yeah.
Yes. That's love. Absolutely it, Kayla.
And then like this is the part of the song that was like it's like body rolling and a lot of body rolling where he says looking just like a painting, don't need no validation, where he's like, oh damn, like she knows that she's hot shit, mm-hmm. you know, she knows that she's fine. I think that's so good. And he goes on in the second verse after like doing the chorus again, he says like independent check, got her own check. And so he's like, he's loving an independent woman. Like I feel like this is an anthem for women to be like, this is me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, he says at the end, like, oh, she's so sexy, I'm obsessed.
I'm obsessed
when he delivers that in the performance, dying.
Yeah, it's like us two about you, like come on. Yeah, he gets it
totally.
Yeah. There's just so many parts of this song that are iconic, honestly. Like I cannot wait to see this in concert.
Definitely.
I cannot wait. Like it's all over my social media already.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's going to change me as a person seeing him perform this live. Like something within me will never go back.
I think so. I think, and honestly, isn't that every BTS concert so transformative?
Yes.
And just like you walk in and walk out a brand new person, yeah. you know, like this is the song that's gonna do it this
Man,
time.
I was about to say postpartum. Oh my gosh, post concert blues.
Uh-huh.
Is gonna hit so hard.
Stop, we can't think about that yet.
I know, I'm getting ahead of myself, but like, yeah. Some other lyrics that we really like is he says, "The stress and Louis off of me. Love the way you take the stress and Louis off of me." Right. And again, it goes back to that LV bag. Like, I feel that J-Hope really pays attention to those details. Like, he means to put those in his lyrics to connect his different songs.
I think so too. And then later on in that stanza, he says, "Earring with the diamond, match her smile. Yeah, she's sparkling." So to me, I read that as like he has the diamond earring to match her because she's so sparkly and beautiful and has an amazing smile. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she is the diamond itself and he's like matching her with his little accessory. Yeah. And I was like, oh, so sweet. Like, what a compliment there.
Or maybe she's got a diamond necklace and diamond earrings on.
Referencing a Sweet Dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. And he like says, like, "I understand the hype, you know, you're just my type" later on. Like, he's really, really like, this is such a confidence boosting track for like any woman out there.
Any woman, yeah.
God, I cannot wait for it to come out and to just like stream the shit out of this. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like out of Sweet Dreams and this one and LV Bag, it's going to be like this one all day, every day for me.
He is feeding this female's ego, you know. "I know your ex is calling. I understand the hype."
Right.
Like, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. And of course, he repeats the choruses a couple times there towards the end, but damn, I mean, this song immediately, like, watching the first, like, Bethany and I, the first video that we watched was like a grainy video on Twitter and our jaws were just on the floor. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, J-Hope. Mm-hmm. So we're loving it. We can't wait. We hope that all of you guys are listening to and streaming Sweet Dreams and Mona Lisa, but especially Mona Lisa. Like, we're already heavy it right now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I saw ARMY saying like, "Oh yeah, he saved Mona Lisa to debut in America." Like, like Sweet Dreams, Korea, Mona Lisa. Okay.
That was strategic. That was very smart.
When he pulls out Jay.
Oh my God. Yeah. Jay is here. He's touchdown. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. Okay, well, obviously we are very, very eager for his concert that we get to go to next Wednesday, and we're so excited. The following week we'll come back and we'll talk to you guys all about our concert experience.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's finally.
So soon.
It's been so long since we've had a concert review episode though. Like, I'm so excited for that. So, you know, we cannot wait to tell you everything about J-Hope in San Antonio. And yeah, we're really appreciative that you stuck around and listened to this episode about LV Bag, Sweet Dreams, and Mona Lisa. Mm-hmm. We want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially those VIP iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so, so much for all of your extra support. If you enjoyed this episode, you know, get in our DMs, in our comment section on Instagram, especially is like where we're most active. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.